Alabama's in Tennessee, syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Friday. And even though it's a Friday day, and we're going to get you all the way to go home time for the weekend, but even though it's a Friday day, we got to do something we typically do on a Thursday. Why? Because I wasn't here. And I love doing this segment. So we're going to do a round of what we like to call Butters and Lee. And let me just go ahead and call the roll. Is the diva of opinionation from Huntsville, Lee from Huntsville, on the line? Lee, are you there?
I am here.
You are the diva of opinionation. All right. And sitting in studio with me right now, smiling and eager and ready to go, the Navy guy himself, Butters. How you doing, my brother? How are you?
I am doing I'm doing great, man. This weather is awesome.
It is indeed.
Pollen, but I'll take it.
Listen, the pollen. We can get started. All right. Hey, by the way, y'all keep texting in because we're going to have all your text messages up after Butters and Lee. But right now, I pronounce a quorum, so hit me some whoop-whoops. All right, you guys, y'all know the deal. I ask the questions first round. Y'all give me the answers, and then we swap, and y'all ask me questions, and I hopefully have an answer. So here's my first question for Butters and Lee. So announcement out today. Down yonder in Montgomery, we have a Republican supermajority. Not just supermajority, but like a super-duper majority. Like they couldn't be outnumbered if they, you know, tried to give it away. Alabama Speaker of the House Nathaniel Ledbetter said today that the overtime tax exemption that they put in place just a little over a year ago, he's going to let it sunset. He does not want to renew it. The implication is they're a little worried about it because it appears they gave back too much money to the general public. But he cast his comments as saying, but he's a fiscal conservative. So what should we think about these Republicans in Montgomery on fiscal matters alone? Lee, you first. What do you got?
Well, I think that he's making a major mistake here. This is a time when President Trump is discussing no tax on tips. He's talking about not taxing, you know, federally. I think they've mentioned over time just different ways to help people cut the amount of taxes they're paying. And Ledbetter, in all his wisdom, I guess, is deciding he's going to go in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
First of all, they way underestimated, and I don't know how they didn't know. When I first heard the number they threw out, and it's escaping me right now, I knew there'd be a lot more than that. And my point is they way underestimated it, their fault. And now they're going to go back and take it away after people have been trying to earn money. In times where everything is more expensive, they're going to turn around and take that just little bit of help that some people are getting away. Just dumb. They're stupid. We have the dumbest group of yokel Republicans down there who are literally Democrats in disguise, I swear to God, because it doesn't do us any good to have a supermajority. There are so many things that we just can't get past because there's too much special interest, and honestly, the people down there are just not the best and brightest.
Well, now, I will say this, Lee. This was a bipartisan effort. They were Republican sponsors, but the Speaker of the House is saying he won't bring it to the floor. So there was some Republican sentiment wanting this done. But, okay. Butters, she may have stolen all the thunder unless you have an opposite opinion.
I can't even muster a fake opposite opinion. Who proposed this bill to begin with?
It was a Democrat bill.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So we have a Republican supermajority, but do we have a conservative supermajority? It does not seem.
It's two different things, yeah, bro.
And it's a shame. It definitely, you know, you pile that on with what's going on with all this discussion about the lottery and gambling. That's like, really? What's going on in Montgomery? Somebody needs to go down there and whoop them into shape.
Somebody. But
the answer is no. We do not have a conservative majority. No.
We don't. You're right. And I think it's fair to say there's two different things here, conservative and Republican. Sometimes they go hand in hand and sometimes they don't. And I think what you're looking at here are moderate Republicans have the ability to squash a conservative issue right now, and that's what they're doing.
Well, the one thing I will say on this issue, as we go further and further down to fixing our government, we got to stop just voting the straight ticket, and you got to actually do some research on who you're sending down to Montgomery and to your city councils and your mayors and all that kind of stuff, because I think you got a lot of folks that figured out, if I just hop an R next to my name, I'm done. I'm good.
Yeah, and I'll caveat a little bit off of what you just said there. I don't mind the straight ticket during the general election. It's the primary fights that I think we've really got to do a better job at, because that's where the moderates get elected over the conservatives, and the conservatives then are not on the ticket for the general. And so we've got to start getting our conservative game face on during the primaries, and then we can rest comfortably on the straight ticket vote if we wanted to, you know, come the final. All right. Good job, guys. Yeah, the whole thing bugs me. Anthony Daniels, he was on my show. He's the Democrat who sponsored the bill originally. He was on my show just, two or three weeks ago. Did a great job. He's trying to permanently extend these tax cuts. And he even pointed out, by the way, I'll say this before I jump off of it, he even pointed out that he has had multiple businesses tell him they grew their businesses because they were able to get people more incentivized to want to work. And one company said, I got multiple new contracts because I could extend my capabilities and people would take the overtime hours. So anyway, I think they're missing the boat big time on this. All right, next question. Let's look national. Doge, you guys. Doge continues to rock on. Doge, who let the Doge out? Trump said there's a major awful Doge announcement or a finding that's soon to be announced. Sort of teasing the fact that they found something that, like, holy crap, we just found a thing, and it doesn't sound good. So if indeed there is a major awful Doge finding, what are your guesses as to what it would be? Butters, you first.
No gold in Fort Knox.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
That stirred up, oh, and I've somebody said the other day, hey, whatever happened to that?
Happened to that?
That'd be
I'd forgotten about that.
So all the, you know, they've been locking down a big secret that all the gold went somewhere. I don't know.
Oh no! All right, so that's. God, that begs a question, doesn't it? All right, so if there indeed is a major awful Doge finding that is soon to be announced, Lee, what do you think it is?
I will add first that I do not think there has been gold in Fort Knox for a long time. I don't think that's it. I think we sold that off long ago. I think there is actionable crimes that have been found. By congressional members, judiciary, something along that line. Pray to God, maybe senator, something. You know, there's actionable, provable.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to maybe see perp walks. I'm so sick of hoping for it, though, because it doesn't ever actually happen.
Well, it does happen. I mean, look at, what's his name, Menendez. So you got Senator Menendez.
They found Republicans.
Do what?
It happens to Republicans.
No, Menendez is a Democrat. Remember they found a gold brick in his closet and all kinds of stuff? I mean, the guy was taking bribes. He was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee while he was taking money from Egypt to help steer legislation for their benefit.
Who was the guy that had literal cash in his freezer? Who was that?
That was him.
Never went to jail.
Was that him? That guy.
Cash in the freezer?
I don't remember.
No, I'm thinking of a... he was a black rep or senator. I cannot remember. They literally found a wad of cash in his freezer.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, really? What else do you need?
Wasn't that Kwesi Mfume that used to be the mayor of Detroit?
Maybe.
But here's the thing.
I'm just saying, these people don't ever get their just desserts, honestly. Most of them don't because they insulate themselves so well. I would say the vast majority of them don't.
Okay, I agree with you. I think that's what I was thinking too. I think they found a corruption piece.
By the way, I'm going to say it was William J. Jefferson was the guy that got arrested for that cash in his freezer.
Oh, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And he was a Democrat.
Cash in the freezer. Thank you. Thank you, JP.
He wasn't a rapper though, was he?
No, he was not.
I didn't think he was a rapper. He was an old guy, if I remember. All right. So the bottom line, Lee, is I agree with you. That's where I was thinking it was headed. Now, the gold in Fort Knox has got me freaking out because you may be right. But I think they found the trace elements because they said they were looking for this that shows how grants from USAID went out to NGOs who then paid Democrats to run for office.
So I hate to say it, but I think there's also a possibility that it's a little bit of overhype in true Trump fashion. And
stop it.
But
stop it right now.
But I certainly hope that and I'm with you. Whatever it is and wherever we move forward, I hope, you know, in the next 6 months or so, we're seeing like some people, somebody's got to go to jail, or I just think the American people are going to go like, what?
They
we're done.
Can't keep crying wolf on this stuff. Nah. Somebody's got to go to jail, damn it. Oh, maybe they found enough on Hillary and they can lock her butt up. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Are we going to have to hit the red button on Lee?
Yeah, be careful on the button there.
Lee, we got to do
I said butt.
No, it's what you said before that. All right. And on that, before Lee gets too fired up, let's go ahead and take a break. That's round one of Butters and Lee. No gold in Fort Knox. Holy crap. All right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come back and flip the script. They ask me questions. I have no idea what's coming. We'll just see how I do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we run into round two now of Butters and Lee. This is where we flip the script and they ask me a question, any question, and I just hope that I have any kind of an answer. I'm jumping over here to Butterman first. Butters, what is your question from moi?
So talking tariffs and old Gavin Newsom.
Hello, Newsom.
I don't know if you've seen, I watched, he came out talking about tariffs and California, and there's only so much of him I can take listening to be honest. But the gist, kind of saying, hey, we're going to do everything we can to leverage the, you know, whatever, 15% of the economy that we have in California to, you know, kind of, it seems like alluding to, hey, give us a call and we'll work around these silly things.
He's trying to go around the tariffs?
Oh yeah. That's the impression.
Can't do that.
So is that just a stunt? You think he's just going to cause more problems?
Well, if he tries it, he'll cause more problems because you can't the federal trade policies are going to, I hate to use the word trump, but you know what I'm saying, they're going to trump the state. The states cannot violate trade policy because they want to willy-nilly. I mean, if they want to have privateers smuggling into the ports and no one knows it, then good luck with that. But they're not going to have to have a California, you know, tariff-free zone and the federal government just go, that's okay, you do you, California. It's not going to work. So Newsom knows that. Newsom's blowing smoke. If he's saying anything, he's saying, I'm having my legal team look at it, and he still won't have any success because Newsom's a knucklehead. And I think from now on, I want to use just like I want to find a way to use a sound effect of when that guy Newman always walked in on Seinfeld. They go, "Hello, Newman." I want to do that with Newsom. Hello, Newsom.
Well, and that was my thought. You know, the level of incompetence that they seem to have.
It's a kakistocracy.
Yeah, I don't know how you could even come close to thinking you could actually pull something off and coordinate well enough.
Newsom is an example of a kakistocracy conducting jackassery. I get to use both words at one time.
Wow.
How about that? All right, let me jump over to Lee. Hey, Lee, what you got?
By the way, Butters, that's because he's related to Nancy Pelosi. He thinks he's untouchable. All right, so my question is,
yeah.
I know that they've been really trying to get Dale to do a town hall of some kind, right?
Dale and Strong?
People have just been, yes.
Not Dale Jackson. You don't want a Dale Jackson town hall. You want a Dale Strong town hall.
No, but nobody wants that.
Ouch.
Yeah, he's got a voice for the newspaper. He always says that, a face for radio and a voice for the newspaper. Yeah, so Dale Strong, I think the longer he waits, I get it's a catch-22, I really do, but the longer he waits, the worse it's going to get, I think. And although those people that are demanding it don't really want a town hall.
They don't
just
want
to yell and scream in it. Yeah, they want to yell and scream and pitch a fit and have, you know, and have it on, you know, camera and so it can, you know, just be used. We've seen it before in other parts of the U.S. But I think there is a way. I do know that Emily Jones has offered to host sort of a meeting, I guess, round table meeting, you know, maybe with a few other people, not just Dale, but to have it in a location where it's open to the public, but you'd
Lee,
have to
Lee, we're running out of time.
Like write them down. Okay. Anyway, nothing. All I'm saying is like no open mic. Do you think something like that would be helpful versus just ignoring the screaming?
No.
Still no.
Oh, you want more? No. I mean, no. I don't see any benefit at all to setting up a town hall meeting on their terms or because of their demands, because their demands are not based in good faith. They're not at all. And that's not really the way it's supposed to work. I mean, the idea that he's not out there among his constituents is a fallacy because he's going to events all the time. He's going to schools, he's going to ribbon cuttings, he's going to meetings, he's going to, you know, this event and that event. They just want their event. What they really want is they want a clickbait issue that they can then film and say how badly they treated this guy because how dare he be a Republican elected official. And that's a crock. And having been there before, when the teachers union told me when my time to show up was and that's what I was expected for me to come to their event and tell them what was going on, it wasn't designed in good faith. It wasn't at all. It was designed to be a let me embarrass you because we hate you and don't you want to show up so we can scream at you. And there's no benefit to that whatsoever. His constituents, the ones who voted for him, don't want him to go to that. And if there's a different kind of event, one that has true moderation, one that has the ability to have, basically differing opinions in the crowd, maybe. But that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the folks that have been screaming about Dale Strong and pretending that they really care. They don't care. They just want to embarrass him on the world stage, and that's all that is.
He should just meet him at a Tesla dealership.
Although I will say this, today Democrats held a press conference outside the Department of Education to talk about how upset they are about the cuts being made at the DOE. And so Linda McMahon, Secretary of Education, walked out there to just stand there and stare at them. And just it was somebody made a meme out of it that she came out with a metal chair in her hands, just like it was WWF.
Yeah, somebody not scared of the cameras for sure.
No so doubt.
She knows how to put on a show.
Loves the stare down. That's it. Okay. Gosh, we're done already? Holy cow. All right, we're moving into the final half hour on a Friday afternoon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Butters and Lee. Love you both. We'll be right back.